Welcome to the Metcalf FutureLink podcast, where we explore the latest trends, technologies, and ideas shaping the future of the internet and beyond. Join us as we delve into artificial intelligence, virtual reality, blockchain, and more, with expert guests and insightful discussions. Whether you're a tech enthusiast, a business leader, or simply curious about what's next, this podcast is for you. So please sit back, relax, and let's explore the exciting world of tomorrow.
Welcome to the Metcalf FutureLink podcast. Today, I have Emir and Cray. Emir is co-founder and CEO of Supermojo. Cray is co-founder and head of product. Supermojo offering that is making NFTs easy for everyone. We will discuss today how NFTs can help with Web3's mass adaptation and how enterprises are jumping into NFTs quicker than with social media. And Supermojo allows creators and brands to bring the magic of the NFTs their super fans through a seamless purchase and wallet experience. We will listen from co-founders about Supermojo's value propositions for creators and NFT holders. Welcome, Emir and Craig.
Cheetham, thank you so much. Great to be here.
Great to be here. That's right.
Appreciate it. Before the Supermojo, I want to know, could you tell us some information about your previous career?
Sure, I can kick it off. So, you know, I started my career in consulting, spent about 6 years in Japan, where I started my second company. That company ended up becoming essentially the default messaging on all Android phones. So if your listeners are using an Android phone, which I know a lot of folks in Turkey do have Android phones, that messaging experience is what we created at Jibe Mobile, which is a company that Google bought in 2015. I spent about 3 years in Google. It was a great experience there. And then after that, you know, I've been in the messaging space for quite a long time. So I wanted to kind of get into a totally new space, money and how money kind of moved and, you know, everything around finance really intrigued me. And then this new kind of wave around crypto was very, very interesting for me. So those two combinations led me to go and lead product at Ripple. As many of you may know, Ripple is cryptocurrency that is a company that also works with a cryptocurrency called XRP. And XRP basically is one of the top 10 cryptos out there. And Ripple makes it really easy for people to do cross-border payments, and they leverage XRP as the way to do that. So that's where I met Craig, and we did a lot of good things together at Ripple for about 4 years, and then started this business a year ago. So I'll let Craig give his background.
Great. Impressive background, Emir. So in terms of myself, I went to UC Berkeley and then learned about technology there, and then left to graduated and then went to work at Bloomberg on financial technology. This was around the time of the financial crisis. And so I really liked Bloomberg bringing transparency to the markets. And it's there where I learned about Bitcoin for the first time ever. I left Bloomberg to go get an MBA at Stanford, where I met Chris Larson, who had founded this company, Ripple. And I joined officially in 2015 as an early product member to really build out the payments network that Emir talked about. That network is doing tens of billions in terms of volume today, and it's one of the most successful blockchain products that actually bring utility to the world. That is really why I got interested in cryptocurrency, because I saw an opportunity to actually fundamentally improve people's lives through actual utility, not just speculation. And while I was at Ripple, I met Emir, and together we really saw a lot of that same opportunity with NFTs as actually bringing utility to a brand new way of doing things. That's my background.
When you are talking about yourself, I just like thinking right now, like both of you have strong corporate life experience in Web2 tech side. I changed my question, first question with this question. And yeah, how do you find business development in Web3 and what differences do you see between the two eras both for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I can jump into it. And I know Craig has a lot of stories on this too. You know, when I first started at Jibe, where we were essentially completely replacing how SMS was working at the time, with a totally new technology, which was really much more social oriented. You know, a lot of the executives at mobile carriers and even people like device manufacturers really didn't understand the space. When we would go in and talk about social or talk about Facebook or chat or WhatsApp, most of these execs really didn't understand it. And that period, it took a good probably 5 years to educate the industry and really have them catch up with what's happening in the, you know, in the world of teens and all the new technologies that were quickly coming out and really disrupting their business. What I found very interesting in the crypto, especially NFTs now, you know, NFTs really have been around for only a couple of years in terms of kind of the real use cases that have come out. Of course, they've been around longer in terms of a technology, but the use of them is only the last few years. And in this short amount of time, it's incredible the number of brands that have really come into the space. And every day you hear another new brand coming in, like Louis Vuitton, Puma, and many others just in the last couple of days, is incredible. And yeah, their understanding and of what's happening in this space and the adoption curve and not wanting to be left out for the future is actually incredible. This is much faster than what I experienced with social and with chat and other things. Like when we walk in, we don't need to educate them on NFTs. We need to educate them on how to actually, you know, launch and have a successful product in the market, but we don't need to educate them on what it is. And I think that is interesting because I think maybe Craig can talk about what he saw with adoption of cross-border payments and crypto, because that maybe took a little bit longer than what NFTs have taken now.
Yeah. So historically, both at Bloomberg and then at Ripple, the primary customers that I was working with were financial institutions, actual banks and institutions with licenses and things like that. It took a very long time to get the inertia moving of those large institutions to adopt cryptocurrency. Once they got it, the volume was intense. What I can say, which is a lot more, say, exciting in the NFT space, is the amount of creativity and new experiences and brands and marketing folks and creative individuals from around the world in this space is so exciting. And it's a great reason to get up in the morning every day to work with folks in the space. They want to move fast. They want to spend marketing dollars. They want to have better experiences with their customers, which unfortunately isn't what you always get from a bank. And so that's why it's so exciting working with a brand new set of folks who, again, really understand what they're trying to do with their customers. And at the same time, leaning in heavily on embracing this new technology to deliver better customer experiences.
Are you struggling to get the media attention your business deserves? Do you want to boost your brand awareness and establish yourself as an industry leader? We are providing not a press release publishing in the blind link, but an actual article on top-tier media. With our team of experienced PR professionals and journalists, we'll help you craft compelling stories and pitch them to top-tier media outlets. From Forbes to TechCrunch and Bloomberg US, VentureBeat and Yahoo Finance, we'll work tirelessly to get your business the coverage it deserves. Let Peerix.co help you take your business to the next level with our top-tier media coverage service. Visit our website today to learn more and schedule a free consultation.
Yeah, I can see. Also, I believe that strong with two brands, as you mentioned, and companies with millions of customers, especially in the retail field like Nike and Starbucks, will be the ones to drive mass adaptation of NFTs. And this point, I want to ask Amir, can you please share your vision and views on how NFTs can help with mass adaptation, or how brands help with mass adaptation of Web3? And second one, like how Supermojo is positioned to contribute to this movement, like especially considering your unique feature of enabling NFT minting directly on creators' websites.
Definitely. So this is, you know, one of the biggest reasons we got excited about NFTs is the fact that there are so many different use cases out there that really enable consumers to have much better control over their experiences, have much more rewarding experiences that are really more tailored towards them. And because there are so many different use cases and so many different brands that are today adopting it and will continue to adopt it, is why we got excited about the fact that this is the future. And when you have brands with so much power, but more importantly, so much adoption already in the market, that to have fans that absolutely love them, are starting to adopt, you start realizing that really this is going to change the behavior and the relationship between brands and their consumers, right? And the ones that have been very successful so far are the ones that have actually taken the word NFT out of the marketing, are the ones that actually don't even talk about the technology. They really are focused on the use case. They're focused on the value that this brings to the user and really about building a relationship with that user in a much different way than before. One of the things that we're starting to see a lot of is brands actually collaborating together and really leveraging their sponsors, and the people that are, you know, the Puma LaMelo partnership is a great example where, you know, traditionally Puma would work with an athlete to promote, let's say, a shoe. Here now you can digitally own that product and physically own it and be able to use it in many different mediums. And I think that's what's really exciting and what is going to bring the mass adoption. Now, what has kept us from that mass adoption has really been the complexity of the technology. And that is something that, you know, at Supermojo, we're very focused on simplifying. Basically, you know, you as a consumer wanting to adopt and wanting to, let's say, you know, interact with a brand shouldn't have to worry about, you know, where you download a wallet, how you, you know, own that wallet. You need to have a really simple experience, very similar to how you purchase something on Amazon and then are able to consume it. In a very similar way, not only are we really focused on simplifying the purchasing experience so that you can just purchase with a credit card, but also once you own the NFT, what's really important to us is creating a simple way for you to be able to use it, because really the future is about NFTs that bring utility to users. And that's something that we're very focused on with a lot of the customers we're working with, is that, okay, now you own a ticket that allows you to, let's say, purchase and redeem it for, let's say, you know, a shoe, a sneaker. Well, how do you do that in a very simple way? Today, it's pretty complex. Similarly, you're going to a concert, you have an NFT that gives you access to that concert. Again, today is very complex for you to, you know, have a wallet and then be able to figure out how to actually redeem it. And what we've done at Supermojo is really simplify that experience so that a user is really interacting in a Web2 type experience versus having to worry about the technology itself.
Yeah. And I want to turn Craig. Again, I don't know if you agreed or not that strong Web2 brands and companies with millions of customers like Nike, Puma, and like Starbucks, we were the one to drive mass adaptation of NFTs and NFTs use cases. From a product perspective, how has Supermojo responded to quick uptake of NFTs by enterprises?
It's a great question. So from a product perspective, we build our platform to be entirely scalable. And a great aspect of blockchain technologies is that a lot of the infrastructure that can be used is actually on chain. And so NFTs are so powerful because they are digitally native. They live on chain that has a very high throughput that allows users to transact with them really at any time, with Supermojo being an interface to the blockchain. One aspect that's important, though, is the cost of that infrastructure are these things like gas fees, which is a big hurdle in user experiences. And so while Supermojo has done some really interesting things to make those gas fees lower, the aspect of what we offer is the ability of people to not have to hold cryptocurrency to pay those gas fees. It's one of the key aspects of our solution to where users don't need any crypto at all to buy, to hold, or to use those NFTs. And that's something that we think is going to be a huge benefit to any corporates who want to onboard users who don't even know how to spell NFT or have any cryptocurrency at all.
And also with the corporates themselves, we really focus on providing them white glove solution. As a corporate, you don't need to know anything about crypto. You don't need to know anything about NFTs. By using our product, basically, you know, you put essentially our buy experience on your website. We deal not only with the purchasing and all the treasury required to purchase an NFT. We essentially provide fiat back to the corporate, and we handle everything with their users, including obviously the custody of the NFTs, the purchasing, the selling, all that aspects we basically handle on behalf of the corporate.
Yeah, I was going to ask the last one, because your commitment to no prior cryptocurrency knowledge required for users are quite noteworthy. Both like Supermojo's seamless purchase and wallet experience, how do these features contribute to the customer conversion rates and average mint or order size on your platform for both?
Yeah, so our conversion, well, there's two aspects of it. The first is people even knowing how to purchase. And that is when you have to go through a full wallet connection piece, that's an entire group of people who never even click the buy button. From there, our conversion rates are very high, in the upper 90 percentile, to be able to allow folks to get from I want to purchase all the way to actually acquiring the NFT. And the reason it's so high is because we turn this to an Amazon-like experience of just using a credit card and having an email address to be able to acquire the NFT.
And Craig, maybe touch on also fraud, because I think you mentioned the connect aspect, which, you know, a lot of users are right off the bat pretty concerned about connecting their wallet to just any site because there's so much fraud, right? And that's one of the areas where we've done a lot on the product side to really simplify and make it much less of a concern and worry for the users because of the experience we're providing. So maybe, Craig, you can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So first off, I think defining fraud from a user perspective, in today's world, if you have your NFTs in your wallet and you connect that wallet and sign a transaction in the Web3 universe, there's a chance that you sign the wrong transaction and you lose your NFTs. That is a brand new attack vector for anybody who's used to working on the internet, right? It's not like you can go to the wrong Amazon.com and have all your money taken away with no recourse. So Supermojo solves that because we handle all the interactions with the blockchain and the smart contract. And so there's never any worry about you connecting your wallet to the wrong site and losing all your NFTs. That's a major point that we offer that you just can't do with some of these other approaches to NFT wallets.
Yeah, I mean, really comes down to, you know, simplifying the experience for the user in terms of how they purchase, making it worry-free so they're not having to be concerned about what they're who they're connecting with. And these are two major areas that, you know, makes users drop off the funnel. And then the third area is once you are ready to purchase, you know, making it simple so you're not having to worry about gas fees and have to worry about how you're paying for it. And then once you've actually bought it, where do you put it and how do you, take care of it? That's an area we help the users by providing that simple custody experience. And then once you want to use it as a user, you're always coming back to your Supermojo wallet and all the capabilities and utilities are right there within that experience or a click away so that you're not having to worry about how do you actually go and redeem your ticket now or your, you know, purchase that shoe that you really wanted to convert your NFT into? So, you know, our focus is making sure, you know, we give the corporate, the brand, the best possible experience for their users so that we have the least amount of drop off due to technology issues, to concerns around fraud and other things like that that today are pretty prevalent.
Yeah, exactly. So we are coming ending, and it's any like next thing about Supermojo upcoming recently is exciting news from you?
I mean, we're right now working with a couple of big brands. We can't really talk about names yet, but we'll be sure to share them with you first. But then from the product perspective, I think we've got some really exciting stuff coming up, really, you know, much more around how we simplify utility within a wallet experience, which today really doesn't exist. A lot of times you have to basically go out of your wallet experience in order to be able to use an NFT. And really what we're trying to do is make it extremely seamless. So that really the next big news from us you're going to hear is a lot of the great product features that Craig and our engineering team have been working on. And that'll be pretty exciting. And we're looking forward to that.
Okay. It's exciting to hear from you, like your next initiative on NFTs and utilities or creators, and also for NFT holders, and even like no prior cryptocurrency knowledge required for users. And I want to highlight it again. This is quite noteworthy. And yeah, it's Amir and Craig. And thank you very much for this enjoyable, insightful conversation.
Jaden, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And MetaCoffee Future Link will be broadcasting with the new guests next week. For more info, Supermojo, and you can visit supermojo.com, and they're on Twitter, Real Supermojo. And goodbye for now.